Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the strap-on boxer, strap-on shorts for sex for packing, dildo not included, from Love Toy. So this is a toy that I'm not going to use myself, but I recognize the need for it. And unlike most toys I review on the show, this toy is actually better than what they have at the dollhouse. So we got to talk about that. So if you go to the dollhouse, which, you know, there's great friends, sponsor the show, my waifu Kim's from there, no complaints. However, if you're into traps or you like chicks with dicks or dudes with tits or whatever you want to call them, they do sell what's called a shemale insert. And what it is, I'll show you a picture. I don't have one to show you, but I'll show you a picture and explain it. So you have the sex dolls that have a removable vagina cavity. So you take the vagina out of the cavity and you put the shemale insert up into the cavity and that holds it in place. And then there is you have a penis that hangs where the vagina goes. A penis is higher up on the body than the vagina. The penis is basically where the clitoris is. And if you know anything about women's anatomy, the clitoris is higher than the vagina. So the clitoris becomes the penis for the boys, whereas the vagina is where the balls are. So the balls, for those you don't know, the balls are underneath the penis. So the problem is when you have a penis hanging out of where the vagina goes, it's not anatomically correct. What are you going to do, right? What is a trap-loving man of culture to do in this crazy world? The answer could be a strap-on harness. The problem is the straps could stain the doll, they could be uncomfortable, whatever. So here, Love Toy makes a pair of boxer shorts, which are, they're just normal, stretchy, comfortable boxer shorts. There's nothing really that crazy about them. This is the medium to large size. So it's not like, I'm not sure, do they come in different, okay, they do come in different sizes. You have extra small, you have medium, you have extra small, you have medium large, then you have extra large and XXL. So the small to extra small goes from 28 to 32 inch waist circumference. Then the medium to large is 33 to 37 inch, and the XL to XXL is 38 to 42 inch. If you're wider than 42 inches and you need a strap-on dildo, I don't know, you're gonna have to just use a traditional harness. But the benefit of the boxers is it's not gonna put any undue pressure and it's not gonna be uncomfortable. So you could use this with a doll. It may stain because of the black material. It probably will stain. I think it's just polyester. But it won't dig into the doll and damage the TPE. So how do these boxers work, you might be asking? Because they look just like, how is this a strap-on thing? So inside the boxers, there's a ring that's sewn in, and it's reinforced with it's flexible, but not like stretchy, kind of a silicone ring. And this allows you to put a dildo through the ring, and then it comes out the little penis pocket. So they did send me a dildo. Now I don't use these myself. You can believe me or not, I don't care. But you know, these are good for demonstration. This one's actually a pretty fancy one. It's got dual skin. Like, look, you can look at this. See that skin? It's got like two layers. So it actually simulates like an actual penis. And unlike the one that you get at the dollhouse that has like a wire, this one, you can hear it kind of cracking. So it has some type of flexible kind of gooseneck thing, but it like returns back to its shape. So this is a pretty fancy dildo. This thing's like almost $40. So this is $36 for this, but it has a suction cup if you want to stick this to your shower wall and have sex with it. I'm not using it for that, so I'm going to take the suction cup off. It's just plastic, but there you go. So what do you do with this? You can stick it through the hole, out the penis pocket. All right. And there you go. And see, like, the ring won't let it go past the balls. So there you go. Now you have a very realistic strap-on harness that's effectively just a pair of boxers that you put on and they're very comfortable. Or you could put it on a doll and this will actually put the penis where it's anatomically correct to the human anatomy rather than below the vagina like the Shemale inserts do. The boxers are $31. So, I mean, $31 for one pair of boxers, that's kind of expensive, but you gotta understand, this is a special pair of boxers that has this, like, this sewn-in silicone ring that's sewn into the boxers. That's like, and it's also reinforced, you can see the stitching. So that's why you're paying $32 for one pair of boxers, but you could wear this as normal boxers. If you need, like, an emergency pair of boxers and you want to pay $31, you can. But it's made for putting a dildo through. So you have the dildo. If you already have a dildo, like if you're into penis, you probably already own a dildo. This should be compatible with any dildo you own. If you don't have a dildo, you could get this one. This $36. It's like 9 inches from top to bottom, but it's like 7 inches for the actual penis. If you're into that sort of thing, it's like $36. They just sent this to me for demonstration purposes because I don't have my own. So anyway, let's put this on a doll, and then I'll show you how it's superior to the Shemale insert because it actually puts it on the correct place on the doll.
Okay, so here I'm using a doggy style ass, also known as an ona hip. I didn't know that was the actual official name. So an ona hip is like an ona hole. An ona hole is a Japanese term for a pocket pussy. An ona hip is like these doggy style ass things. Anyway, I'm using this so I can maneuver this a lot easier than using a full torso doll. But here's basically, I put the boxers on the ona hip. You can see here's the penis, and it's where the penis should be anatomically. So if I move the boxers out of the way, you can see, let me just show you. All right. You can see the pussy and the asshole are still perfectly functional. So what this means is you can do like an actual unironic futanari. So if you know what a futanari is, it's a fetish in hentai where a girl has her clit is a fully male veiny cock. So some guys are into that. They like girls with thick veiny cock clits. However, in real life, an actual hermaphrodite, which is what a futanari is supposed to be based on, an actual hermaphrodite doesn't have a thick veiny 7-inch cock. A hermaphrodite has like a little pinky. That's her clit. Her clit's gonna be like a little pinky. And if you're into hentai and you want like a thick veiny cock because you're bisexual, again, not judging you, I'm just saying you can't have that in real life. And even dolls that I've seen, either they're, they have a penis or they have a vagina, but they don't have both. With the strap-on boxers, you can have the strap-on dildo, you know, where it's supposed to be, and still have a functional vagina and a functional butthole. So you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have an actual futanari by using a strap-on situation like this. Now, these boxers are a little bit big. Again, this is like a medium large, whereas the doll is a little bit on the skinny side, so it's a little bit skinny on it, but you get the picture. But anyway, that's how this works. You could use a traditional harness. This is obviously going to be a little more comfortable, a little more functional. Anyway, thank you very much. This is Turfling Monkey. Use the coupon code, and I'll see you next time.